Psalm 78:15, we continue, "He split the rocks in the desert and gave them water as abundant as the seas." Boy, for a thirsty fellow, that would be pretty darn good, wouldn't it?
Father, I know that you hear my prayers. Praying connects me to you in a way that nothing else I do does. Lord, I supplicate to you on behalf of all of those who do not know you as the almighty and sovereign God that you are. You alone can split the desert rocks and have water pour forth. Father, there is none like you, and I humbly yield my life and heart to you. Amen.
No matter what we do, if we do not yield to God's almighty power, we can accomplish nothing. Think about it. We may be rich and famous, we may be well known, but when the final day comes, when we close our eyes, we have accomplished nothing for eternity.
Today's action: pray for those that are thirsty to find the living water. Today's treasures found in the book of Acts, chapter 21, verse 24. Take them and be purified with them, and pay their expenses, so that they may shave their heads, and that all may know that those things of which they were informed concerning you were nothing, but that you yourself also walk orderly and keep the law.
Jesus told us that out of our hearts will flow living water. Have you ever had living water flow out of you? What do you think that means? Do you think it means like the woman at the well when Jesus said she had water to drink of that she didn't know? She immediately wanted some of that water so she'd no longer have to come to the well, but Jesus said no. It's living water. See, out of every Christian should flow that living water of preaching the gospel of Jesus and teaching others of their need for a Savior. We live in a lost and dying world, and we need to be the living water. We need to fill that thirst that every man has.